الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Honorable brothers in attendance and viewers of Madani channel, what is the reasoning behind the name Rabi'ul Awwal? Let's first hear about this. Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi' means spring. And the Arabs, they named this month Rabi'. It's in between winter and summer. And we have 2 months, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Rabi'ul Awwal is the month in which flowers blossom and mushrooms grow, according to the scholars. The days in which fruits begin to grow, that is Rabi'ul Akhir. So this was the reasoning behind the name. And the reality is, the scholars of Islam have said, this month is of great virtue, and in particular, the 12th night of this month, which is known as Laylatu Mawlidin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Scholars have said that if it was not for this month, if it was not for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month, we would not have any Eids. Today we celebrate Eid al-Fitr, we celebrate Eid al-Adha, and this is a command we need to celebrate. We express joy, we express happiness. But if it wasn't for that blessed night in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world, we wouldn't have Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. We wouldn't have Laylatul Qadr. That night, that blessed night in Ramadan Kareem, which is greater than 1,000 months. Because, as you may recall, this night, Laylatul Qadr, was only given to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not present, we wouldn't have this night neither. Then, other great nights throughout the year, Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of salvation, we wouldn't have that. All the historical events that took place throughout the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we wouldn't have been able to hear about them. In fact, the reality is, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not arrive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send him to the world, then we would not be part of the great Muslim Ummah. That's the reality. We would not be Muslims today if it wasn't for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We wouldn't be part of this final Ummah which other Anbiya alayhi salam desire to be a part of. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam famously said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that faj'alni minhum, that if I cannot be the leader of that great final nation, then make me from amongst them. The desire of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And without even asking, without even praying, without even doing any mujahada, struggle or exertion, Allah Ta'ala has chosen me and you to be a part of this ummah. The final ummah, the best ummah. So these are all the virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed birth, his Milad Sharif, his Wiladat Mubarak, his Mawlidun Nabi. Alhamdulillah, throughout the world, throughout the globe, in this month in particular, Muslims arrange great celebrations, grand celebrations, wherein they praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they recite Al-Quranul Kareem, they help the poor, they provide food to people, they mention the poetry of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, which was written in the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They mention those verses wherein we are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, this is a practice that has been taking place throughout the Islamic Ummah, throughout our 1400 years of Islamic history. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great scholar of his time from many centuries ago, he says, he writes regarding his own experience. He says that once I was in Makkah al-Mukarrama, Zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. And we know Makkah al-Mukarrama was where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. And he says, Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, that once I was there during the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, during this blessed night, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the night of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people congregated there, people gathered there. Why? To celebrate, to remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, what happened? I suddenly saw lights beginning to ascend from that gathering. Imagine that. Imagine his rank, that he was able to witness and see those lights as well. He says, I saw light emanating from that gathering. And when I pondered, I realized, again, this is his maqam. Allah Ta'ala revealed this to him. He says, when I pondered, I realized that this light was the light of divine mercy and of those angels who were attending that gathering. Meaning the angels even come to attend the gathering of Miladun Nabi, Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, this is in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, where he says, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and honor him and venerate him, respect him. Who does him refer to? This pronoun, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, that zameer, that pronoun at the end, what does it refer to? Who does it refer to? Pick up any tafsir, you will find that it mentions that this refers to none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, honor him and respect him. And the beautiful thing, look at the tartib, the arrangement of this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says thereafter, وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. So look at the tartib. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the people to bring faith in him, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, honor and respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he talks about his own glorification right at the end, the last of the three things. This shows the importance, the significance, the greatness that lies in respecting, honoring, venerating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this verse, the scholars of Islam have said, is mutlaq, is unconditional. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say, respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but stay away from celebrating his milad. Respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't sing his praises in the form of naachiri. Respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't recite Al-Quran Al-Kareem for this purpose. Okay, respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but don't feed people, don't provide food to the people, don't help the needy. There's no restriction whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse, وَتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. Respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and honor him. And exaggeration, this is what is required, to go beyond. If you look at the verb form, تُعَذِّرُوهُ and تُوَقِّرُوهُ, the meaning of this word is to exaggerate and go beyond in trying to praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in reality, whatever we do, which is in line with Sharia, in conformity with Sharia, whatever we do to respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it still falls short. It will still fall short when it comes to praising his blessed dhat. You know, we can never do justice to this topic. I could speak, you could speak about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all your life without pausing, but that doesn't even cover one bit of the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the ummah. We owe everything to him. It's through him we had knowledge that Allah is one. It's through him we learned about the akhirah. We learned about this dunya. We learned about hukuk, hukukullah, hukukul ibad, everything. all that reward will go to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala made him the greatest wasila. So in this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and respect him. Let's listen to another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah A'raf, verse 157, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah, look at the reward that lies for those who respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala says, so those who believe in him and honor him, give him assistance, meaning give the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam assistance, and follow the light, i.e. the Quran which was sent down with him, it is they who became successful. Today we have our own criteria, our own mi'yar, our own benchmark for success. So also has so many properties, assets, wealth, businesses, these cars, supercars, or he's successful. But look who Allah Ta'ala is saying is successful. The one who believes in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who respects the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who helps and assists the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who follows the nur that came with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ayah al-Quranul Kareem, these people are successful. And how far are we from this aim, this goal, this objective? Very far. Allah Ta'ala bring us close. And then when we read Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we gain more proof, we gain more information regarding honoring the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how when we celebrate Mawlidun Nabi, this is completely and perfectly in line with what Allah expects of the believers. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, verse 58, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. That say, upon the fadl, the grace of Allah, and upon His mercy, let the believers rejoice. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. They should show happiness. Upon what? Upon the grace of Allah, and upon His mercy. So when we celebrate Mawlidun Nabi, when we speak about the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, when we mention the mu'jizat of the Prophet ﷺ, when we mention his shama'il, his beautiful features, his characteristics, his akhlaq, his so many accounts related to his noble life, which are life lessons for the Muslim ummah, there is nothing wrong in that. And anybody who tries to prevent people rejoicing, expressing joy, then that person needs to look at his own heart. And where's he gone wrong? The Quran is telling us, rejoice upon the mercy of Allah. Show happiness. And the greatest mercy is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we do, alhamdulillah. We touched upon it before. That Laylatul Qadr was given to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning if the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam did not arrive, then Laylatul Qadr wouldn't have been given to the ummah. The ummah wouldn't have existed. Whose ummah are we? The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlawi rahimahullah ta'ala writes in Ma Thabata Bis Sunnah. He says, the night of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is superior to the night of power Laylatul Qadr. Look at the reasoning given. And this is endorsed by many, many scholars of Islam. They say that Laylatul Qadr is musharraf, is honored, is noble. Why? Because the angels descend upon earth. Allah Ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. That the malaika, they descend on Laylatul Qadr. And the archangel Sayyiduna Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, he also descends on Laylatul Qadr. And this is why this night has gained great honor. But look at the night of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Why has it gained honor? Why is it so noble and excellent in the court of Allah? Because the mercy unto all the worlds, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was born on that night. And then he says the night which was honored because of angels cannot be superior to the night which was honored because of the master of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus we learn that Laylatu Mawlidin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior night. This is the night when Allah Ta'ala sent His beloved, His final prophet, Habibullah, the one who is Shafi'ul Muznibin, an intercessor for us sinners. So this is a night, a special night, we're in this month, therefore we should learn about the virtues of this month. Don't let this night go by without attaining forgiveness from the court of Allah, without attaining the mercy and blessings that are descending constantly in this month and throughout the year, of course. But don't deprive yourself. Don't let this night pass without you attaining the rida of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is a very special night indeed. What can we do? Of course, we can carry out extra acts of worship. We hear lectures regarding the seerah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, perfectly fine, praiseworthy, rewardable acts. And then what happens at the end? There's a collective dua. On that special night when there's a downpour of mercy, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that mercy as well. And then it concludes with food. People eat food, people keep fasts. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast every Monday. It's in Sahih Muslim, any more books as well of hadith. And he was asked the reason why he fasts on a Monday. And he said, فِيهِ وُلِدْتُ وَفِيهِ أُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ. That because it was on a Monday that I was born, and it was on a Monday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Al Quran Al Kareem to me. So this was his way of showing shukr for his birth. And as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should follow this example. We should fast as well. Many people fast on the 12th as well. So none of the things I mentioned, recitation of Al Quran, Naat Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening to Islamic lectures based on the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, collective dua, providing food to the attendees, none of these things are considered wrong and sinful actions in the Sharia. They're all mustahsan, praiseworthy, rewardable acts. So why deprive ourselves? Also, a sign of a believer is that he remembers his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Throughout the year we remember our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in particular, that time when he was born, and we recall what happened, those miraculous events, how the Prophet ﷺ fell into prostration as a child. The Prophet ﷺ was born with antimony already in his eyes, kuhul already in his eyes. The Prophet ﷺ emanated a fragrance that was never smelled before. Subhanallah. The Kaaba began to sway. All of these things are mentioned in the books of Seerah. And I finish towards the end of the bayan. Throughout the ages, many, many ulama, sulaha, awliya, kings even. Sultan Muzaffar is one famous example. Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah of Ibn Kasir mentions him. How he's a brother-in-law of Sayyidina Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi alayhi. And he would spend thousands and thousands of dinar on the mawlid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would feed people. He would give gifts to the ulama, to those who were worthy. He would carry out so many acts of reward out of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the milad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're believers, if we do that out of love for Allah and His beloved, why won't we be rewarded? Of course we'll be rewarded. Abu Lahab, staunch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till his death, a whole surah has been revealed in his condemnation. When he died, somebody from his family saw him in a dream. He said, how are you? What's going on? He said, I'm in terrible pain, punishment. But on Monday, I am provided water through this finger of mine. And what was that an indication towards? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Thuwaiba, the wet nurse of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she came and gave him the glad tidings that your nephew has been born. And out of happiness, he freed her with this very finger. And he said, you go, you're free. And he wasn't a believer all his life. He died as a disbeliever as well, Abu Lahab. And because of this act of his, of freeing his slave girl Thuwaiba, out of happiness of the birth of his nephew, what's happening now is being punished. But every Monday at that moment, at that time of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is given water through this finger of his, and he attains a small amount of relief. When narrating this hadith, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi, other scholars of Islam have said, if a staunch kafir, a disbeliever, who detested the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who persecuted the Muslims, who never believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, benefited in this way, then what about an ummati who celebrates the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all his life with mahabba, with passion, with fervor, with zeal, out of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to show his connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will he not attain benefit? Will he not be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course he will. So it's a must that we associate with people who have true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who teaches about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who teaches about the way the Sahaba conducted themselves in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How awe-inspiring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, that one Sahabi says, due to the haiba, the awe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot describe him alayhi salatu wasalam, because I did not used to look at him fully the way you gaze and stare at someone. He had so much awe. This was the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Today, if you want to be successful, you must cling on to the way of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt. We must celebrate our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this month and throughout our lives as well, practically implementing the sunnah in our lives. May Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq in this regard. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah. We are calling